One of the more common questions that I get asked around this time is getting haircuts and shaving during the 3 weeks. The 3 weeks is a time period that begins by Shavasa B'Tamos and it goes through Tisha B'Av. It's a time where Chazal instituted certain activities that are prohibited. They prohibited certain activities due to mourning. So one of the questions is, are you allowed to get a haircut and shave during the 3 weeks, and how does it affect if you're doing it for your job, and so on and so forth. So let's begin. The Ashkenazim maintain that one may not take a haircut from the Shavasa B'Tamos until Chatzos on the 10th of Av, Chatzos the morning after Tisha B'Av. One is not allowed to get a haircut. That's the opinion of the Ramah, brought down in Tuf Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Dalet. So according to the Ashkenazim, we don't get a haircut during the 3 weeks until the morning of after Tisha B'Av. This year, where Tisha B'Av is postponed, you'd be allowed to get it on the night after Tisha B'Av, meaning Sunday night this year, because Tisha B'Av is postponed. Meaning normally, after Tisha B'Av, you still have to wait till the next morning after Chatzos, to the 10th of Av and Chatzos. But over here, this year, we're actually fasting on the 10th of Av. Therefore, the moment the fast is over, you could shave and get a haircut. Now, Svardim are not as strict when it comes to these halachas. Svardim hold that you're allowed to get a haircut during the 3 weeks. The only thing that's usur, according to Svardim, is you're not allowed to get a haircut on the week of Tisha B'Av. It's called Shvua Shechalboi. It's brought down in Yichav Adas, Chelek Gimel, Simen Lamed Tes. Now this year, there is no Shvua Shechalboi, because this year Tisha B'Av is on a Sunday. Shvua Shechalboi means the week of Tisha B'Av, so if Tisha B'Av is on Wednesday, Svardim do not get a haircut from the Sunday through Wednesday. But over here, Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, which means that technically there is no Shvua Shechalboi. So the Shulchan Aruch discusses whether what the halacha is when Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, and he brings down two opinions. The first opinion is that there is no Shvua Shechalboi, meaning according to that, Svardim can shave up to Shabbos, Erev Tisha B'Av. However, there is an opinion that holds that the entire week before is considered Shvua Shechalboi. So Rav Ad Yosef and Yakut Yosef writes that although practical halacha is that Svardim are lenient and there is no Shvua Shechalboi, but on Friday they probably shouldn't shave so that they can go into Tisha B'Av a little more disheveled. But technically Svardim really don't have these halachas at all this year. But Ashkenazim hold the you're not allowed to get a haircut during the 3 weeks, and Svardim, it's the Shvua Shechalboi. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes that according to the letter of a law, an Ashkenazi can give a haircut to a Svardi during the time period where Svardim are allowed to shave or get a haircut. Meaning an Ashkenazi barber is allowed to cut the hair of Svardim. He can't cut the hair of Ashkenazim because that would be causing them to stumble. But he'd be allowed to cut the hair of Svardim because it's technically allowed for Svardim to shave. Therefore, I'm not causing them to sin because what they're doing is permissible. However, it is preferable for the Ashkenazi to avoid doing so when possible. That's brought down Halicha Shloimeh Mayadim, Chelek Beis, Dvar Halacha on page 414. The Mishavur writes that combing hair is mutter. During these weeks, combing hair is not prohibited. Now, so let's talk about the shiloh that everyone wants to ask, and that is, what happens if you have to shave for work? So Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Igus Moshe, Arachaim, Chelik Dalad, Simen Kuf Beis, he writes that one is allowed to shave during the 3 weeks if your work requires it, meaning that if you do not shave, you'll lose money. He writes that because this is more of a custom, you're not obligated to lose money to keep a custom. A significant amount of money. So this is also brought down by Rav Shlomo Zalman in what I quoted before. Now, during the week of Tisha B'Av, Rav Moshe says, where it's usur to cut your hair, then you have to be machmer even if it'll cause a significant loss. Meaning, so according to Rav Moshe, if not shaving will cause a significant loss, one can be lenient. Now, Rav Moshe does point out, this is an Igros Moshe, Chayshe Mishpat, Simen Tzadi Gimel, that what happens a lot of times when people say that they have to shave, they're not actually going to lose money. It's just that their coworkers might think that they might, you know, give them a hard time. The coworkers might say, you know, you're looking a little disheveled. In that case, Rav Moshe says, then it's also, you can't shave at all. Meaning, the heter of shaving is only when you're going to lose money. You know, let's say you're a lawyer and you're in court and I'm going to lose clients. I can't look disheveled for 3 weeks. Then fine. But if you're the type of person where you can legitimately get away with it, and it's just, you know, your boss might make some comments, whatever it is, but you're not actually going to lose money, then it's aser. If there's financial loss, then it's mutter. No financial loss, then it's aser. Obviously, you have to ask a rav and you have to have seichel and have emes when you're trying to figure out your situation. But that's the halacha according to Rav Moshe. Now, the Mishnah Berurah writes that it's usher to shave even L'Kavod Shabbos. Even L'Kavod Shabbos is not allowed. The Netek Avriel in Beit HaMetzarim, page 139, writes that women are allowed to get their sheitel cut or styled during the 3 weeks. There's a big yisoid in halacha that a sheitel, a woman's sheitel, is not considered hair. It's considered a beged. It's considered clothing. Therefore, it's not prohibited to style or cut a sheitel during the 3 weeks. This is a similar concept we find in the laws of Shabbos. The laws of Shabbos, you're allowed to spray cologne on your body on Shabbos, but not onto your clothing. It's because it's Moilad Recha, for reasons not for now. So the Paiskim say you're not allowed to, a woman is allowed to spray perfume on her body, but not on her hair, not on her sheitel, because her sheitel is considered a beged, and you're not allowed to spray perfume on begadim and clothing. You're allowed to trim your mustache if it affects your ability to eat. During Shavu Shechal, but you should be machmer, but during the 3 weeks, you're allowed to trim your mustache. The Pais can discuss whether you're allowed to trim your eyebrows during the 3 weeks. Ramesha Feinstein was of the opinion that one cannot trim eyebrows during Shloishim, during the 30 days of mourning after losing a loved one, and therefore may not do so during the 3 weeks either. Ramesha equated the 3 weeks to Shloishim. Rosh Chaim Zalman Orbach, however, feels that it's permitted. So it's a machlekes of Moshe and Rosh Chaim Zalman whether you're allowed to trim your eyebrows. These halachas are relevant because the laws of cutting hair is aser both for men and for women. So therefore, a lot of times women like to style their eyebrows. Whether you're allowed to do so is a machlokas. Rosh Chaim Zalman allowed a woman who is in the Parsha Shaduchim to take a haircut, even during the 9 days, because for the sake of Shaduchim, it's allowed. Now, whether a guy is allowed to shave for Shaduchim, that's something you have to ask a Rav. Some Rabbanim will say yes, and some Rabbanim will say no, because it's Zafka Heter for women, and they'll say that a guy who shaves, the girl will want to see him look a little scruffy. You have to ask a Shiloh whether that's Emes. You have to ask a Shiloh. But for women, for sure, if it'll help for Shaduchim, that's allowed. One last thing is that there's a minig from the Arizal to not cut a child's hair, a boy's hair, until he's three. And the first time you cut it, it's called the upsharon. You can see the Shari Tshuva in Tuf Kuf Lamed Aleph Sif Beis, Sifkatan Beis. He discusses this. So the question is, what happens if the upsharon falls out during the 3 weeks? So for an Ashkenazi, you can't cut your hair. So the Babich Rebbe Zatzal was of the opinion that you should postpone the haircut until after the 3 weeks. He was not in favor of having the upsharon earlier, before the child reaches the age of three. That's in Shulchan Menachem, the third volume, page 49, and in the fifth volume, page 31. Rav Vosner, he does say that the child can begin wearing tzitzis from the age of three, but the haircut you should postpone. Rav Vosner writes that technically one can have the upsharon even during the week of Tisha B'Av. However, the custom is to have the upsharon earlier before the 3 weeks. That's Kaivis Mebeis Levi Ben Azman Pein HaMitzarim, page 6. So you have a machlekes between Rav Vosner and the Rebbe if you should postpone the upsharon or have it before the 3 weeks. For all questions and comments, you could send them to avizakatinsky@gmail.com. AVIZAKUTINSKY@gmail.com.